identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me it won't be until you die? Remind you of
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. We heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Someone's day extra special. Open up the Civic Media app. Find CFW, then send us your birthday and anniversary shout-outs. Mike will pass them along weekday mornings at 8:15. Sponsored by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. We'll be right back.
1057 CFW.
1057 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
Whoa.
McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has announced it will pause hiring and out-of-state travel amid budget constraints. In a memo sent to staff on Friday, the agency announced it would freeze hiring for all jobs except two critical positions through the end of June. They also announced a pause on out-of-state travel and that it would consider voluntary reductions in paid working hours if requested by individual employees. Officials cited a $2.3 million reduction in state funding as a major factor in the decision to reduce spending. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Cole have announced the state will join a coalition of other states challenging the attempts to end birthright citizenship. According to a press release, Governor Evers, Attorney General Cole, and the other state leaders joining the challenge say the executive order issued by President Donald Trump is unconstitutional and violates the 14th Amendment. Wisconsin joined 19 other states in filing a lawsuit to invalidate the executive order in the U.S. District Court for the District of Massachusetts. A Rockford, Illinois man has been charged in relation to a 2022 homicide in Altoona. 47-year-old Charles Gary is the third person to face charges in connection to the homicide. According to court documents, Rockford authorities discovered the burnt body of Dennis Shaddy on April 12, 2022, later determining that the homicide had occurred in Altoona before his body was moved. Gary was charged with concealment of a homicide death. 46-year-old Brandon Gaston of Rockford and 55-year-old Tracy Clark of Altoona are also facing charges. The annual point-in-time count is set to begin in the Chippewa Valley today. According to a press release from the Western Dairyland Economic Opportunity Council, the point-in-time count seeks to establish a statistically reliable accounting of the number of people experiencing homelessness in the region, with the data collected being included in the annual homelessness assessment report. The last point-in-time count found a significant increase in the number of unhoused individuals in the Chippewa Valley, especially in Eau Claire County. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near zero, wind chills to 15 below. Sunny and colder tomorrow, a high only of 10 above, but low 20s with sun Friday. Partly sunny but warm for January into the weekend, highs upper 20s. Right now it's 3.
CFW.
Come back to you. 1057 CFW.
This fight is worthwhile. Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
You turn me inside.